Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientists, Worcester. All this week on Morning Prayer, we've looked at the Bible story about the prophet Elisha and a Shunammite woman to see what it has to tell us about the power of spirituality to keep us safe when confronted with the problems our modern world presents. What we've seen is that when we cultivate spirituality and its power in our consciousness and life, giving them a permanent place in the way we think and act, we can count on them to propel our progress and to solve problems and keep us safe, even if standard ways of thinking and acting would say that a problem is insurmountable and that we have no recourse. Spiritual understanding shows that good is always an active force capable of overcoming problems of even Goliath proportions, to mention another Bible story. All sorts of biblical accounts assure us of this, with people turning to spiritual power to overcome minor difficulties in their own lives and large problems affecting an entire nation. Perhaps it shouldn't be surprising that this same power of spirituality and good is active and available to us today, too. The Bible's book of 1 Peter puts it well. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We can give up strictly human ways of looking at things and trust spirituality and its power. They're active forces that care for us. May we all put ourselves under their care and see ourselves and society progress and be safe. Amen.